Brian Fitzpatrick. You are EclipseCon Program Committee member for the Data Tools Project. You're also a committer, project lead, PMC lead, Architecture Council, and Planning Council representatives for the Data Tools Project. You're the project lead for... What's that?
Lots of hats.
Absolutely. I was going to say, you're project lead for the connectivity and enable components. Do you have time to eat?
Occasionally, yes. Breathing is also secondary.
So tell me a little bit about the Data Tools track at EclipseCon.
Well, the data tooling track is mostly about data-centric applications of Eclipse. We're not necessarily focused on DTP, but we'd like to focus on DTP, of course. So we're looking at things like frameworks, tools, different applications of some of the various APIs and tools that we have. Obviously, we have ODA, which is a part of connectivity, which is part of data tools, which is consumed by BERT. So BERT is one of our big consumers, and so is WTP. So we know that the community is using us in unique and different ways. And it's always interesting to see how the community is actually taking advantage of what we've provided. So this year, we've got a number of talks. It's kind of interesting to me that a lot of it has to do with Ingress. We have got some new contributions from Ingress for Galileo this year, and they've been very positive in providing lots of great feedback and valuable insight over the last couple of years. So it's great to have them as a part of the project now.
Well, now they have a product, I guess, based fairly extensively on data tools.
Correct. They actually have a number of products that they've done that they're actually contributing back to a big chunk of back to DTP this year. So that's been great. I actually spoke with them at Eclipse Summit Europe, Joe Peel and Enrico Schenk, great guys who are based out in Germany. And they have a lot of interesting ideas for where to take DTP, so it'll be interesting to have their lifeblood kind of pumping back into the project.
And they're speaking at EclipseCon?
They are. They have a couple of talks. One of them is about some code that they had generated for creating data widgets. So basically, taking some output from data tools and creating Java code and model generated code to try and simplify some of the development of your typical database application. And I'm very interested to see what they're doing with that. Hopefully we can convince them to get that contributed back to DTP. And the other one is they have an RCP application that we're also kind of joint developing. Hopefully for Galileo, they've been helped out a lot with that. The idea there is that instead of using all of Eclipse, which is an enormous bundle, why not kind of focus down on an RCP application that where you can just kind of do your day-to-day database development, connect to a database, run some SQL, get results back, and without all of the extra clutter that sometimes Eclipse can throw in the way. So it'll be interesting to see what all they have on that front. I know that they've done some interesting work there. So, again, hopefully we can get them to contribute more back to the DTP community.
So are there any other talks of that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, a couple. We've got a tutorial on that Monday using and extending Eclipse data tools, and we're hoping to kind of bring in both new and old DTP users to show them how to go from enabling a database that can just simply show up in the tooling to taking that database and doing more interesting things with it, like customizing SQL syntax if a particular database has some interesting syntax variations or additional tools to be used, and then going past that and maybe incorporating the SQL editor and the SQL query builder into their own applications, and going past that even and sucking some database information into perhaps a BERT report or whatever. So we're excited about that. And the other one...
Would you say then the tutorial is SQL focused?
It's definitely database focused.
Yeah, because I know that data tools is not only about databases, certainly not only about relational databases. It's really
That's
about
correct.
Data.
That's something we've kind of fought with over the years. And my talk this year is about DTP TV. And it's not one of those things that you typically think about merging, which would be DTP and YouTube, which is what I'm trying to do. And really, the goal is D- DTP is not just databases. Yes, we have ODA, and yes, ODA connects to comma-delimited files and XML and some cool WSDL stuff. But beyond ODA, we really seem to be very focused on databases, and obviously we can do a lot more than that. So I'm hoping that by combining some of the existing DTP APIs and YouTube, we can kind of look at DTP in a new and exciting way that maybe spawn some ideas for other folks to try and integrate in a variety of ways too.
Now, I don't want you giving too much away, but when you say integrating DTP and TV, and YouTube, what does that mean?
Well, the goal is to basically allow you to do a search on YouTube and bring up a variety of videos and then actually show them in an Eclipse environment. So you can change the channel, per se, and go between some of your different search results. So if you really are excited about My Cat Has Cheeseburger, you could probably search for a variety of kitty videos and show them on within Eclipse pretty easily.
And who doesn't like that? But anyway, so now this is a demo, so you're going to be demoing this as well.
Correct.
Is this something that might find a home in the Examples project?
I could. I'd be happy to contribute it back. We already have a number of examples in there, including connecting to, I think I have a FTP server and just connecting to the file system as some examples that we already have within DTP, but I'd love to contribute back to the examples.
That's something we should certainly explore.
I know that's one of your pet projects.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else at EclipseCon that, that you're looking forward to seeing?
I'm excited about the main stage talks, actually. There's a lot of them, including Ed's model talk, which I actually got to see at Eclipse Summit Europe this year, which was great and fun, and I want to watch it again just so that I can pick up more reasons why I should be doing model-based development. But beyond Ed, there's just a lot of stuff at EclipseCon this year. I think if you run out of things to do, having that main stage and knowing that there's going to be a variety of quality talks there, it's just exciting. So it's nice to know you have someplace to go if you run out of things to do, which I don't think I've ever run out of things to do at EclipseCon. So.
Now, is DTP itself, is itself model-based? Is it based on EMF?
We use EMF for our SQL model and our DB definition model, which basically defines what a database can do and what we can do with it. So, yeah, we're using EMF quite heavily, actually, underneath the covers.
Excellent.
So we actually have been talking with Ed quite a bit lately.
So Brian, can you tell us what's up and coming in the Data Tools project?
Well, we have a bunch of stuff that's coming into our enablement sub-project, which is basically where all of our database support happens to be for various vendors. We talked about Ingress just a little bit ago, and I'm quite pleased that Enrico and Joe Peel are contributing a couple of plugins so that we can connect to Ingress through Data Tools, so you don't have to download that through the Ingress site. In addition, we've had some help from Ivar Mikas at NextB and his crew. They contributed a ton of stuff to help us better integrate with Microsoft SQL Server, which was kind of a sticking point in some earlier DTP releases. So we can now support that better. And the last bit on that is we've got SQLite support. I don't know if you know anything about SQLite, but it's this cool little Java-based database that's very small footprint, and it's being used in a lot of places, including Firefox, Adobe Acrobat, Symbian, and some other places. So it's actually being quite widely used. So we figured we'd leverage some of that use and try and lure people to use more DTP tools.
Now, is SQLite, is that similar to something like a Derby?
It is similar to Derby. It's actually smaller than Derby. Derby is a great little database, too, and has a very small footprint, but SQLite is even smaller. I don't think it supports everything in the JDBC standard, but what does. However, I think it's kind of neat that it's such a small, little, tight database. It's got a great community out there, too, that's using it. So hopefully we'll be able to leverage them.
So now, when I think of data tools, I tend to think of, well, frankly, tools. I see it being used by BERT to connect to databases and likewise to make connections with databases and I guess data sources, pardon me, more generally, from web tools. But are you suggesting then that it could be used in, say, like a rich client platform application as well?
That's correct. One of the things that we're really happy about for Galileo is we have another developer from Sybase that's helping us out on the SQL Query Builder, which we introduced in Ganymede, which allows you to graphically build SQL queries. And one of the things that we really tried to work on in this release is to make it more RCP friendly. There's a pretty big footprint for some of the SQL editor and the SQL query builder, so we're hoping to kind of pare that down to make it a lot easier for RCP developers to pull that in to their own applications where it's possible, so that possibly they wouldn't even, the users might not even see most of DTP. They might just do some basic database query building in the graphical editor and go on their way and maybe never know that it's DTP, so it's more plumbing. The other thing there is that we're working on some APIs that will hopefully allow extenders and adopters to, well, again, maybe just use DTP under the covers for some various things and never have to go through some of the pain of having to create a driver definition and a connection profile visibly in the tooling and allow them to launch right into the editing framework. So we're hoping that maybe that'll grab a few more people out of some of the other tools, not necessarily because DTP is better, but because we're trying to extend in ways that make bridge that gap between JDBC development and Eclipse development to make that a much simpler transition.
In terms of adoption, I know I've mentioned BERT already, or you mentioned BERT as well, web tools, and of course Ingress. Do you know if is there any other notable organizations or projects that are adopting?
Most of our adoption has been from the database vendor community, so Sybase, Oracle.
They're basing their developer tools.
Microsoft folks.
From
their open source arm, soon to try and integrate more closely with them. So mostly from the database vendor community.
And again, they tend to be basing their tools that a database administrator might use.
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay. Looking forward to EclipseCon. I'm looking forward to attending some of the talks in the data tools track, and of course meeting up with you, Brian, at the conference. EclipseCon is being held in Santa Clara, California, March 23rd to 26th. Early registration ends on February 14th. Thanks for telling us about the data tools track today.
Thanks, Wayne.